We don't often navel gaze here on RN Drive, but there's been a reasonable amount of controversy lately in regards to ABC programming, in particular the TV lineup. We've seen the axing of programs like The Checkout and Tonightly and the launch of ABC Life, and increasing attacks from critics within the commercial sector for encroaching on territory that they say is not within the ABC's charter. As the Director of Entertainment and Specialist, David Anderson has the task of overseeing a broad range of content on TV, radio and digital. Not bad for a bloke who began his career in the mailroom. Thanks for joining us, David.
Well, thanks for having me.
So your title, Director of Entertainment and Specialist, what does it mean? What are you in charge of?
It's a bit cryptic, isn't it? It includes all the national television networks, so all the main channels. Main channel, ABC Kids, ABC Comedy, as well as ABC Me. And for radio, that now includes Triple J, Double J, Radio National, Classic FM, Country, Jazz and Radio Australia, as well as our on-demand products such as iView and ABC Listen.
Okay, so let's get to the first claim that the ABC is increasingly straying from its charter into territory already covered by the commercials. This criticism became quite loud around the launch of ABC Life, the lifestyle dimension to online. What do you say to critics?
Oh, well, I think that, the ABC is there to be relevant and valued by all Australians, and we do it in a way that is distinctive, that is there specifically in the public interest. It comes from an independent place where we're there to improve the lives of Australians. So I think that invariably, if you look at ABC Life, and for that matter, other content that we have, I think that with the engagement that we do have, that we are valued. And I don't think that we're encroaching on the commercial space. I think the part of that criticism came from what we were doing across our digital product and services, that they felt that we were taking revenue away from them, when it's really not the ABC taking revenue away from them. It's really Google, it's Facebook, where a lot of the ad revenue now sits, as opposed to not being on commercial digital outlets.
But at the other end of the complaints, there are those that say the ABC is dumbing down its content in order to appeal to a younger demographic. Does the ABC care about Australia's ageing population? Old people are a growing demographic too.
Yes, of course. Look, I don't think we're dumbing down anything at all. And we still, of course, care about our older demographics when it comes to all Australians. They are, after all, the highest growth segment. I remember seeing some ABS data not long ago that saw that people aged over 50 is going to grow by 15% over the next 10 years. So we're there for all Australians, and we're there always. And I don't think that we dumb down at all. I sort of take it on a case-by-case basis as people throw it at me, but I don't think we do it.
Okay. Having said that, if you want to attract a younger audience, because the ABC does want to do that, you want to engage with younger audiences, why would you axe programs like Tonightly and The Checkout?
Okay, well, they're good questions. I've had them a couple of times lately. Look, we do cater for younger audiences in many ways. Obviously, Triple J is one of our services, that and all the elements that sit around Triple J, like Triple J like Unearthed, what we do around Double J skews younger. Of course, we look for, I'll park children's. We do a lot for children's content across many different services. But we do, around the Triple J demographic and a bit older, we do wish to cater for those audiences. And sometimes it's trial and error. Sometimes we have programs that will come and go. We will try bold new content, whether it be audio or whether that be video. In the case of Tonightly we launched with the Comedy Channel. It was a great creative team led by Tom Ballard. I think they've done a very good job. I personally quite like the show. I think we've discovered great new comedic talent. We had a whole bunch of people come and go off that program.
Okay, so you said all these good things. Why'd you get rid of it?
Well, of course, we have a tightly geared budget. The Tonightly is, on a per annum basis, costs a reasonable amount of money.
How much?
Well, I expect this will probably come out at set estimates at some point, but it does cost millions of dollars to run on a per annum basis.
How many millions, since it's going to come out anyway? Might as well share it on RN Drive.
Well, it would cost us multiple millions, Patricia, and it delivers an audience which isn't growing. So while it's a great proposition, has a really loyal fan base and works well on, there's a good social following for it, the aggregate of the audience amounts to about 30,000 people. And for the amount that's spent on it, we've had a good run. It's been a great creative team, hasn't quite hit the mark with audience growth that we thought it would. And there comes the difficult decision to not do that, bring it to a close where it was contracted to go, and then look at what else we can do for that demographic. And we have a few other things coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, what are you going to do for that demographic?
Look, what we don't have in the wings at the moment is a nightly show like Tonightly. We don't have that. We don't have that sitting there ready to go. But we do have some other propositions that are coming up. There's some digital propositions that sit out there that are longer form, such as Deadlock, which sits out there on iView. But we went into partnership with YouTube and Screen Australia for Superwog. Superwog premieres next month, and that's 6x30 hours. And that's another bold experiment and something that we haven't ventured in before, taking some talented Australians with a loyal YouTube following and turning them into a TV series. We've got some other experiments that are coming up in Oz Music Month. We're piloting what will be a music program. I won't give you a working title just yet, but we're sort of excited at that one. And again, that is something that we're not currently doing at the moment that we need to be able to do. And for anything new that you want to do, there is always the tough decision of finishing something that you already have before you try something new.
You talked about Tonightly not growing its audience enough for the amount you were spending on it, many millions. So do you have to wait, though? I mean, what is your time frame for seeing if you can grow something? I mean, anything that starts, you know, doesn't necessarily go off straight away. Sometimes you have to wait for some time, don't you?
We do. So it's been, I think, 150 episodes and the best part of a year that Tonightly's been on. And its audience is not growing, it's declining. And at some point, you know, within sort of particularly as I sit across what we have as an entire content offering for this financial year, other things that we want to be able to try. And the only way we can put those into place is to have something else come to an end. So if Tonightly had different performance and it was growing, then it might have been a different decision. But weighing it all up, and programs will always come and go over time.
Okay. Well, on that issue, speaking of the budget, there have been suggestions that the ABC's comedy channel is about to get the axe. Can you confirm that?
No. I'm not about to axe the Comedy Channel. I still think that a part of the proposition for the Comedy Channel was that there's some great Australian comedy that has been, I think, a treasure to all Australians, and particularly the ABC has championed this over time. And so part of the proposition around ABC comedy was not just to have comedy where we're commissioning comedy programs that would air on the main channel and then have a repeat or a second life on the Comedy Channel and provide comedy as a destination to find great Australian comedy, but also to relicense Australian comedy that we've had in the past so that Australians get to enjoy that again. They don't need to go somewhere else to enjoy it.
And then, of course, The Checkout. Now, you got really hammered for making that decision because it's a consumer affairs program, you know, it holds companies accountable and asks questions in a really kind of engaging way. You kind of put out a cryptic statement saying it's not quite cancelled, it's something in the middle. A lot of people said that that was kind of, well, a bit of spin. What's your response to that?
Well, again, programs come and go and timings are crucial. When we're looking at the financial year and we looked at The Checkout is, you know, well-produced, great producer in Giant Dwarf. We worked with them across a number of programs and a great team that was assembled in The Checkout. Yes, I know I'm doing that thing again where I'm complimenting the team, but I think it's important because they did do a great job on that show. But again, it's a not-at-all-cost situation. It is an expensive show to produce, like-for-like with other programs. Nothing really compares to The Checkout. Consumer affairs and consumer advocacy is important, but with the timing, our proposition was that we wanted the timing of that to be later next year. And, you know, then we had a discussion with the producer and we're still talking to the producer about that.
Bringing it back?
Well, it's, you know, there's branding, there's a program, The Checkout, that's called The Checkout, that looks like The Checkout, or what else could we do that is around consumer advocacy? So for me, Checkout is not a never again proposition. I use lots of negatives. There's still a possibility of that, but I don't want to be disingenuous that we would still want to pursue consumer affairs, but it's not at any cost, and we'd like to see how else we do it. Now, we do it elements of consumer affairs and other programming that we have. Checkout, though, did go into specific around consumer rights, and it takes quite a high level of expertise and research to do it. In the way that was produced, it, as I said, so high-quality show, generally comes at a reasonable cost.
How about that 8 p.m. time slot on ABC One? Are you commissioning for that?
We do. And Checkout, of course, was part of an 8 p.m. slot strategy. Once it was on Thursday nights and then on Tuesday nights. It's not all about the schedule, and it's not all about the schedule, still important. So we still have more than 12 million people in this country that watch ABC television on broadcast. But we still will commission for that slot. So something like Hard Quiz goes into an 8 p.m. slot on a Wednesday normally. Yeah, so we'll still look at what we commission for that slot.
So you say, I'm just trying to read between the lines, David Anderson, you say, you know, it's not necessarily going to be locked into the schedule. You're also obviously looking at other options, right?
We're looking at other options around consumer advocacy and consumer affairs, because we do think that that is an important thing that we do. I mean, you could argue that there's elements of that that is in recently in our Catalyst programming around Feeding Australia, about how are we going to feed this growing population of the future, and what are the choices that Australians are going to have into the future. It doesn't exercise consumer rights, but we're thinking of how people are going to tackle this problem. War on Waste tackles it in different ways. You mentioned ABC Life earlier. So there's elements that sit around consumer affairs. Checkout was quite specific about that and did a good job of looking at what people's rights were. I don't have a replacement for that at the moment, but we'll work to have something into the future.
And how about broader pressures on the ABC? You know, many people saying the ABC is under pressure. Clearly, there's a review, there's been the funding cuts or the freeze in indexation, as the government describes it. All of this going on, and the ABC's released a campaign promoting itself. Is this an active campaign, a fight, I suppose, with the government about the ABC and its merits?
I don't see it as a fight with the government. I think it's important that we make sure that everybody knows how important the ABC is. It's important to, you know, we've been a part of the everyday life of Australians for a very long time. It's important to have that factual baseline by which to make decisions, to be able to be the last town square that holds conversations for people that's important to them, to reflect the cultural diversity of this country, no matter where you are. All those things are important. And I think that reminding everybody around, you know, the importance of the ABC now and into the future is a good thing to be doing. When it comes to do I think that we're in a fight with the government? I don't think so. I think that any government of the day will have an opinion. I know that there's always budget pressures. Very disappointed to see that we had that indexation freeze, and that does amount to a future cut that is from July of next year. That's what's been proposed. I think that I've, as you mentioned before, I've been at the ABC for a while, going from the mailroom to being a director. I've been at the ABC for 29 years, and there's always something going on. There's always pressure that comes from government. And I don't mean to be complacent about that, but what it does do is it challenges you to remind people about the importance of the ABC and how important we are to people every day.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's David Anderson. He's the Director of Entertainment and Specialist here at the ABC. This is RN Drive.